Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Ki. Tonight we're going to be looking at the 26 qualities of a devotee. And of course, there's other lists of the qualities of a devotee besides these 26. There's the list of the 64 qualities of Krishna, many of which are also possessed by the jivas. So we could have used that list of the qualities of the living entity. There's also, Krishna gives a list to Arjuna, the second chapter, 14th chapter, and the 12th chapter, and various places in the Bhagavad Gita of what are the qualities of a devotee. So please do not take this list as the only list. This is not the only description of the devotee's qualities, but this is mentioned in various places by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also in the 5th canto, 3rd canto, by Lord Kapila Dev, the 11th canto. And it's something that's referred to frequently, so we're going to be using this list. And you notice that you have this list here, right? A few pages with the staple. And this is a list of the 26 qualities with a variety of translations. Right? Did everybody get one of these? No? Someone should have one of these. And what we've done here is we've given... The way that Srila Prabhupada or in the 11th canto, Abhidhananda Maharshi has translated these different qualities, so they're translated in different ways in different places. You should actually have two sheets, one that says developing Vaishnava qualities, that's one piece of paper, and one that says qualities of a devotee that has a staple in it. So everyone should have two handouts. Okay. And if there's not enough, maybe you could share. Okay, and on the stapled one, you notice we have more than one, again, more than one's translation. I felt that by giving the different ways it was translated in different places, it gave us a more rounded, complete view of the meaning of that quality. So first we're going to have a little bit of a look at good qualities in general. What does it mean to have good qualities in general, Vaishnava qualities? And then after we do that, then I'm going to ask each of you, we won't have time to go through with everybody, but we'll ask everyone, pick a quality you'd like to talk about, and then we'll talk about that particular quality. Is that all right? Okay. So we could say that the main reason we're suffering in this world is our lack of good qualities, because it's our lack of good qualities that induces us to commit sinful activities that gives us suffering. Does that make sense to everybody? You know, all of my suffering is due to my sinful activities, and all my sinful activities is due to my lack of good qualities. So if I just had good qualities, then I wouldn't suffer. Now, really, we, the soul, already have all these good qualities. They really aren't something to be gained from any other source. I remember many years ago, I was very upset in one temple, and I was yelling at a devotee, and the temple president brought me down to his office and said, "Why were you yelling like that? You should be humble." And I said, "But Prabhu, I'm not humble." I said, "That's just artificial." He said, "No, you are humble. Your bad qualities are artificial." And it was one of those life-changing things, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm a soul. I already have all good qualities. It was just yesterday morning hearing Prabhupada say that we're not really contaminated. You know, we're not really associating with this material nature, that the soul is always pure. But by our association, by our attachment, we think that we have all of these bad qualities. So really, they're already there. And therefore, there's no need for us to act in a different way and to suffer. Now, I think that most people in the world, even some criminals in the world, but most people in the world would like to think of themselves as good people. Generally, most of us, we think of ourselves as good people. But at the same time, on a regular basis, we fall short of our ideals. Isn't it like that? It's like I have this idealized Urmila up there in the sky, and then I have the real Urmila that I have to deal with every day, and there's this difference between who I would like to be, and of course who I actually am as a soul, and the way I'm dealing with myself in conditioned life. Do you have this experience? You know, there's this gap, and we have Raghunath Das Goswami in Manushiksha speaks quite a lot about being pretentious and having deceit. Now, so often what we do in this world is we pretend that we already have good qualities. But that doesn't really work, because the negative behaviors manifest themselves. You know, we can pretend, oh, I'm like this, and I'm like this, and I'm like that. And then the real thing comes out, something like dyeing your hair. You know, you can pretend you have a different color hair, but the roots show, isn't it? You know, you're unless you dye your hair every day or something, you know. Your real hair color will reveal itself. So why is it so difficult in the material world to develop these good qualities, which is what we already are? You know, sometimes we're struggling for years and years and years and years and years, isn't it? Like we have, you know, kind. So we all like to be kind, but every once in a while we're not kind. And you think, okay, now I finally got this down. I'm always going to be kind. And then somebody does something, and then you're not kind. So in analyzing why is it that we display bad qualities, Why is it we don't always display good qualities? Because we could say, like everyone here, everyone's truthful, right? There's no, we don't have any thieves here, I hope. Watch my coat. But would anyone here say, I'm 100% honest, anybody? So you wouldn't, there we go. Okay. We'll have to talk to your parents about that. Yeah,